The Yankees entered Wednesday just a game behind Boston in the American League East. Didi Gregorius homers in two straight games. They were looking for a sweep over the Reds, already up 1-0 in the fifth.
Ground ball, base hit into left, and he waved the runner around. Here comes a throw to the plate, not in time, and it's happened again.
Peraza's got to stop that ball.
Three straight two-out hits, and the Yankees have themselves a 2-0 lead.
In this time up. Ground ball right through Suarez at third base, all the way to the wall in left field, and they are going to wave Frazier home. The throw from Peraza, not in time, 5-2 Yankees. The pitch, ground ball, third base, base hit into left field, past the diving Suarez, and it is 6-2 Yankees as Gary Sanchez scores. Cingrani. This ball hammered high and deep down the right field line, and you can kiss the baby. Home run, Gregorius. 8-2 Yankees. Wow. First pitch from Cingrani, Hammer City. Oh, my goodness. That ball is curve rushed out of here to left field. Frazier with a home run, the second of the inning against Tony Cingrani, 9-2 Yankees.
The Reds have now lost 11 of 13 since the All-Star break, and Brian Price talked about the struggles after the game.
The big difference was their ability to put the ball in play.
Yeah.
You know, I think in the first five innings, Severino had 8 punch-outs, I believe. You know, and the Yankees were fighting to put balls in play, and it made a difference today. Had a roller that got through the left side that drove in a run, and the infield chopper by Torres, and when we're in double play depth to try to turn two, it's just enough, soft enough to not be able to think about turning two, and it scores a run, you know. The other Frazier, Clint Frazier, I don't know what his first name, he saws off one into right field, but drives in a run, you know. It's just, that's good baseball, fighting and fighting and putting the ball in play and forcing us to make plays. Sometimes we did, sometimes we didn't today, and it ended up really being a difference maker. Game got sloppy or ugly at the end just by, you know, with the home runs and the big inning there late. But, you know, that was a decent ball game there for a while. But they were leading it in the ball game simply because they were able to do some things with two strikes in particular, or two outs, that created opportunities to score, and we weren't able to match them.
Had to be impressed with Severino. He particularly had the slider working today.
He's good, man. If there's a guy that really looks, that I haven't seen before, that looks like an ace, it's that kid. I mean, it's a quick arm, 3 pitches for strikes. He'll throw them all at any count, and he throws them with command. And that's a difference maker. You know, that's certainly a guy you can build a rotation around, somebody like that with that type of stuff and that age and ability.
Homer Bailey takes the loss, allowing 7 runs on 10 hits over 6 innings. He spoke after the game.
10 hits, 9 singles, something like that. You know, that was kind of my game plan going in, was just to get ground balls, get them out early, try to go deep in a game, try to give our bullpen a little bit of a break. And, you know, man, they just hit them where we ain't. So, made some pretty good pitches that they just found holes. And that's, you know, that's about all I got.
It was weird. It seemed like they didn't really hit the ball hard at all.
No, I mean, probably the hardest ball hit was maybe Frazier's in the first, you know, line drive, and then probably Sanchez's to the third baseman. But, you know, I went back and looked at it. I made my pitch. The guy did a good job keeping his hands in. You know, a situation like this, I'm, you know, trying to get either a ground ball to the left side of the field or a strikeout right there. I got my ground ball. I just went through the infield a little too quick. You know, same thing with Matt when he came up right after that. You can't really punch a guy out with one strike, so trying to get a ground ball to the left side, we had the infield in, and it just went right where we weren't, and you know, that's just kind of how it went today.
The Reds' road trip continues in Miami on Thursday. Robert Stevenson gets the start against Chris O'Grady.